पुराणम वेदिक सप्लीमेंट ब्रह्म संहितम अप्रूव्ड एज द एसेंस ऑफ द वेदास अधीतवान स्टडीड द्वापर आदौ एट द एंड ऑफ द्वापर युग पितुः फ्रॉम माय फादर द्वैपायनात् द्वैपायन व्यासदेव अहम मैसेल्फ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. At the end of the Dwapara Yuga, I studied this great supplement of Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas from my father, Srila Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. Purport. The statement made by Srila Sukadeva Goswami that the topmost transcendentalist who is beyond the jurisdiction of regulations and restrictions mainly takes to the task of hearing about and glorifying the personality of Godhead is verified by his personal example. Sukadeva Goswami, being a recognized liberated soul and the topmost transcendentalist, was accepted by all of the topmost sages present in the meeting during the last 7 days of Maharaj Parikshit. He cites from the example of his life that he himself was attracted by the transcendental activities of the Lord and he studied Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, Sri Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. Srimad Bhagavatam, or for that matter, any other scientific literature, cannot be studied at home by one's own intellectual capacity. Medical books of anatomy or physiology are available in the market, but no one can become a qualified medical practitioner simply by reading such books at home. One has to be admitted to the medical college and study the books under the guidance of learned professors. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, the postgraduate study of the science of Godhead, can only be learned by studying it at the feet of a realized soul like Srila Vyasadeva. Although Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul from the very day of his birth, he still had to take lessons of Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Vyasadeva, who compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of another great soul, Sri Narada Muni. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed a learned Brahmana to study Srimad Bhagavatam from a personal Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavatam is based on the transcendental name, form, attributes, pastimes, entourage, and variegatedness of the Supreme Person, and it is spoken by the incarnation of the personality of God at Srila Vyasadeva. Pastimes of the Lord are executed in cooperation with his pure devotees, and consequently, historical incidences are mentioned in this great literature because they are related to Krishna. It is called Brahma Samhitam because it is the sound representative of Lord Krishna, like the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a sound incarnation of the Lord because it is spoken by the Supreme Lord. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a sound representative of the Lord because it was spoken by the incarnation of the Lord about the activities of the Lord. As stated in the beginning of this book, it is the essence of the Vedic desire tree and the natural commentation on the Brahma Sutras, the topmost philosophical thesis on the subject matter of Brahman. Vyasadeva appeared at the end of Dwapara Yuga as the son of Satyavati, and therefore the word Dwapara Adav, or the beginning of Dwapara Yuga in this context, means just prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga. The logic of this statement, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, is comparable to that of calling the upper portion of the tree the beginning. The root of the tree is the beginning of the tree, but in common knowledge, the upper portion of the tree is seen first. In that way, the end of the tree is accepted as its beginning. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावदूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ ఆల్ వెరీ మచ్ ఫర్ జాయినింగ్ టుడేస్ సెషన్. సో వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పర్పోర్ట్, వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. సెకండ్ క్యాంటో హస్ జస్ట్ స్టార్టెడ్ అండ్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి హస్ జస్ట్ బిగన్ హిస్ డెలివరీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం టు పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. అండ్ ఇన్ ది పర్పోర్ట్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ప్రసెన్స్ very important point and we will be touching on this point in today's session. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam or for that matter any other scientific literature cannot be studied at home by one's own intellectual capacity. Medical books of anatomy or physiology are available in the market, but no one can become a qualified medical practitioner simply by reading such books at home. One has to be admitted to the medical college and study the books under the guidance of learned professors. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, the postgraduate study of the science of Godhead, can only be learned by studying it at the feet of a realized soul like Srila Vyasadeva. Although Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul, from the very day of his birth, he still had to take lessons of Srimad Bhagavatam from the great father Vyasadeva, who compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of another great soul, Sri Narada Muni. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed a learned Brahmana to study Srimad Bhagavatam from a personal Bhagavatam. So, here it is mentioned that Srila Vyasadeva himself learned from Narada Muni. Why? Because in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, even though often it is understood that Vyasadeva is a Shaktiyavesh avatar, but Srila Rupa Goswami in Laghu Bhagavatamrita very beautifully establishes that Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, he is actually directly Lord Narayana's incarnation. He is not a Shaktiyavesh avatar. He is a direct Vishnu Tattva. He is not a Jiva Tattva. Okay. So he quotes, he directly quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam and he says, first canto, third chapter, 21st verse, the Lord born from Parashar in the womb of Satyavati as the 17th avatara, seeing the meager intelligence of the people, divided up the tree of the Vedas. Right. And Srila Rupa Goswami says, Dvaipayanosmi Vyasanam iti shaurir yad uchivan ato Vishnu Puranadau visheshenaiva varnitaha. So he says, in the 11th canto, Krishna himself says that Dvaipayanosmi Vyasanam. He says, of all the Vyasas I am Dvaipayana. Okay. So in the Vishnu Puran, this he says because Dvaipayana is actually a Vishnu Tattva, incarnation of the Supreme Lord. In the Vishnu Puran and other scriptures, he is described as directly the Lord. Right. So, and then further he quotes from Mahabharata and Vishnu Puran. Both the same verses are there in both. Krishna Dvaipayanam Vyasam Viddhi Narayanam Swayam Kohi Anyaha Pundari Kakshan Mahabharata Krit Bhaved Iti. Viddhi, one should know that Krishna Dvaipayanam Vyasam, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, Narayanam Swayam, he is Narayana himself. Kohi Pundarikakshat Anyaha, who other than Lord Pundarikaksha, Mahabharata Krit Bhavet, could compile a literature like Mahabharata, like that. So then, the question is, then why do we often hear that Vyasadeva is a Shaktiyavesh avatara? Okay, this also actually Rupa Goswami says because he agrees that yes, it's a common perception. Some people think Vyasadeva is a ಶಕ್ತಿ ಆವೇಶ ಅವತಾರ. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಸೇಜ್ ಬೈ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಅಪಾಂತರತಮ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪಾಂತರತಮ ಸೇಜ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ವಿಶ್ ದಿ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವೆನ್ಚುಲಿ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫನ್ ಥಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಆವೇಶ ಅವತಾರ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಜೀವತತ್ವ. ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಉದ್ಧವ, ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಜೀವತತ್ವಸ್ ದೇ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಅಪಾಂತರತಮ ಸೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಜೀವತತ್ವ ಹು ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ನಿತ್ಯ ದಿ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಅನದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಟೂ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ಶಿಲರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ರೋಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಧರ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಂಶಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಂದಾನ್ ಯಶೋದ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನಂದಾನ್ ಯಶೋದ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಪ್ರತಿಛಾಯಾ ರೂಪ. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದ ಪ್ರತಿಛಾಯಾ ರೂಪ ಆಫ್ ಯುನೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯಶೋದ. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪಾಂತರತಮ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರತಿಛಾಯಾ ರೂಪ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಹೀ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಶಕ್ತಿಯಾವೇಶ ಅವತಾರ್ ಜೀವತತ್ವ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ. ರೈಟ್, ಇದಂ ಹಿ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇವೇತರೋ ಯಥೋ ಜಗತ್ಸ್ಥಾನ ನಿರೋಧ ಸಂಭವ ತದ್ದಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವೇದ ಭವಾಂಸ್ ತಥಾಪಿತೇ ಪ್ರಾದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಭವತ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶಿತಂ. ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ತದ್ದಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವೇದ, ಯು ನೋ ಇಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಬಟ್ ತಥಾಪಿ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಭವತಃ ಪ್ರಾದೇಶ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪ್ರದರ್ಶಿತಂ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಯು ಇನ್ ಬ್ರೀಫ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಅಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ಯು ದಟ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಅ ಗುರು. ಆಚಾರ್ಯವಾನ್ ಪುರುಷೋ ವೇದ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯವಾನ್, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಪೊಸೆಸಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಟು ಯು. ಬಟ್ ತದ್ ದಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವೇದ, ಯು ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಅ ಗುರು, ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್, ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್, ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್. ರೈಟ್? ಭವತಾ ಅನುದಿತ ಪ್ರಾಯಂ ಯಶೋ ಭಗವತೋ ಅಮಲಂ ಏನೈ ವಾಸೌನ ತುಷ್ಯೇತ ಮನ್ಯೆ ತದ್ದರ್ಶನಂ ಖಿಲಂ. ಐ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಪೈಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೂತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ಫೀರಿಯರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈ ಈವನ್ ದಿ ಕಂಪೈಲರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೂತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಆನ್. ಯು ನೋ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಜುಗುಪ್ಸಿತಂ ಧರ್ಮಕೃತೆ ಅನುಶಾಸತಃ, ಯು ನೋ ದೋಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್. ಯು ನೋ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ರೈಟ್? ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಜೀವತತ್ವ. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ನೋ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ದಿವ್ಯದೇಶಂ ಬೈ ದ ನೇಮ್ ತಿರುಕುರುಂಗುಡಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ಕನ್ಯಾಕುಮಾರಿ, ನಿಯರ್ ಕನ್ಯಾಕುಮಾರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ತ್ರಿವಾಂಡ್ರಂ. ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ದೇರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಲುಕ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಲೋನ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡ್ ದ ವೇದಸ್. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಮ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ಐ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ, ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಪರಿತ್ಯಜ್ಯ. ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಟುಕ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಸೀರಿಯಸ್ಲಿ. ನೌ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ಡರಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಆರ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ? ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಯು. ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್. ಯು ನೋ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಓಕೆ ದಾಸೋಸ್ ಮೀ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಹೌ. ಅಂಡ್ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ his preaching strategies, you know. So, and not only that, he initiates him also. Ramanujacharya gives him a name, a Dasyanam. He gives him the name Sri Vaishnava Nambi. So Sri Vaishnava Nambi, Nambi means a disciple, you know. So, and everywhere else you see Ramanujacharya has the deity of Ramanujacharya in every Sri Vaishnava temple. He is standing with his hands folded. But in this one temple alone, he is in Upadesha Mudra. You know, because he is instructing Lord Narayana like that. So there are examples of the Supreme Lord accepting a guru to understand the transcendental science. And Prabhupada in the purport talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing a Brahmana to, you know, go to a Bhagavata, personal Bhagavata to learn Bhagavatam. Actually, this episode comes in the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrit, and it is actually Swarup Damodar Goswami who instructs, you know. So there, this is the story. I will cut the long story short. There is this Bhagavata Acharya who is very impressed with a Brahmana who has written a poem glorifying or connecting Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wants Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear this poem because he thought he will be very pleased. But generally, nothing of this sort goes directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has to go via Swarup Damodar Goswami. So, Bhagavata Acharya goes and tells Swarup Damodar Goswami, please hear this. Swarup Damodar Goswami says, look, Bhagavata Acharya, you are a very liberal cowherd boy. You get very easily attached to these kind of, you know, narrations. Actually, the common poets of this world, they do not understand the science of rasa. They eventually end up making some rasabhas. They may not know the grammatical regulative principles, or they may not know the appropriate allegories and metaphors that should be used in the drama. Or even if they may know all of that, they may not know how to properly present Krishna's pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are even more difficult to understand. So a common man who has not surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can never understand this tattva. So please don't push me into this. And unless he has learnt the principle of writing this kind of drama poetry from Srila Rupa Goswami himself, I will not accept, Swarup Damodar Goswami says. But Bhagavata Acharya was relentless. He said, no, please, 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 please. For 3 days he tested Swarup Damodar Goswami. After that he says, okay, sit. Okay, tell what you have to say. All the Vaishnavas are there. Everyone was like clapping and glorifying. Wow, what a presentation. Swarup Damodar Goswami did not agree. Said no. He severely chastised him. He found many faults, you know, which was actually rasabhas and all that. And he literally just smashed him left, right, center. And that Brahmana was totally gone. But finally, Swarup Damodar Goswami, being very kind-hearted, he gave him some good instructions. So he says, Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnave Rastane Ekanta Ashrayakara Chaitanya Charane. If you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, you must approach a self-realized Vaishnava and hear from him. You can do this when you have taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you have taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can understand. Chaitanyera Bhakta Ganer Nityakara Sangha Tabeta Janiba Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. So he said, associate regularly with the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only then you will understand the waves of the ocean of devotional service. Then you can compile these kind of poems. Tabeta Panditya Tomar Haibe Safal Krishnera Swarupa Lila Varniba Nirmal. Tabeta Panditya Tomar Haibe Safal. Only then your Panditya, your scholarship will become successful. Krishnera Swarupa Leela Varniba Nirmal. Only then you will be able to spotlessly, properly describe the pastimes of Krishna. So therefore, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere, there is whenever there is so much emphasis about the importance of acceptance of a bona fide guru for learning the transcendental truths. But interestingly, one place in Srimad Bhagavatam, there seems to be a contradiction of this particular principle. And interestingly, Krishna only speaks this. in the 11th canto when he describes about the Avadhut Brahmana accepting 24 gurus. Right? So there he seems to contradict this principle. Right? And who are those gurus? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, sun, moon, ocean, moth, honeybee, spider, wasp, pigeon, the Kurara bird, python, elephant, deer, fish, snake, honey thief, pingala, the prostitute, child, young girl, arrow maker, and one's own body. So now, are they what kind of gurus? Siksha gurus? Diksha gurus? Vartma Pradarshak gurus? What kind of gurus are they? Right? Because he clearly says, I accepted 24 gurus. Are we supposed to go and learn Bhagavatam from these kind of gurus? Is it that, are we supposed to go search after nature to learn transcendental truths? Is that what Krishna is suggesting by narrating this pastime to Uddhava? Right? Our Google Acharya says that, of course, our Acharyas also agree that Avadhut Brahmana is Dattatreya. Okay. Google says, hear this, very interesting. Dattatreya is the guru of environmental education. Okay. He gained enlightenment by observation from the surroundings which provided him the 24 gurus. So he gained enlightenment from the surroundings. Now, is this what Krishna narrating? Because often we hear this way also. Did he actually learn these truths from these 24 gurus? This is a very important thing which we need to understand. Let's try to understand the context of this whole discussion. Okay. So, Krishna has decided to wind up his pastimes. His 125 years is over. And Uddhava guesses this right. Krishna, you are planning to leave. I am getting the omens. Krishna says, your guess is right. I am planning to leave because the demigods call me that the earth is overburdened. Now my job is done. Now they have already indicated, okay, time up, you can go back. So I am planning to go back to the spiritual world. I am going to wind up. In 7 days, the Yadus will fight amongst themselves and they will also join me. And Dwaraka will be inundated by the ocean. And after I leave, symptoms of inauspiciousness will start manifesting on the earth. But you, Uddhava, you should stay back. And fixing your mind on me, you should wander about this earth. But why? Why should Uddhava stay back? Krishna thought, in my 125 years of stay in the material world, I have sort of pleased most of my devotees. Right? I have fulfilled the desires. I have killed the demons on earth. Okay, like Banasur and other demons. And I have fulfilled the desires of my devotees like Rukmini Satyabhama on earth. And I have met my friends. And I have gone to the lower planetary systems and fulfilled the desires of Bali Maharaj in Sutal planet and Yamaraj, you know, when I went to retrieve the 6 sons of my guru. I gave my darshan to them. I went to Swarga to give darshan to Aditi and Kashyapa. When I went to steal the Parijata tree. And when I went to Vaikuntha also to give darshan to Lord Narayana. When I went to retrieve the sons of the Brahmana. Okay, along with Arjuna I went. 2 persons got left out. Nara and Narayan Rishi. In Badrikashram. Okay. And they are there waiting to hear, have my darshan and learn from me the principles of jnana and vairagya. Because that's what their incarnation is supposed to preach. But my 125 years is over. But Uddhava is non-different from me. I am going to entrust this duty to Uddhava. Okay. So through Uddhava, I will give them not only the principles of jnana and vairagya, but also as an additional gift, I will give them the principles of bhakti. Okay. But Uddhava, being a pure devotee, he has no interest in jnana and vairagya. Already by his prema, he has developed jnana and vairagya. But still, And this Uddhava will immediately leave his body in feelings of separation from me as soon as I leave. He has no capacity to hold his life air after I leave. So what I will do, I will preserve his life through my Ichcha Shakti. I will empower Uddhava to maintain his life through my Ichcha Shakti. He will hold on to his life and do the job that I am giving him. Okay. So he wanted to do this. So then Uddhava all of a sudden desires to accumulate the knowledge about Jnana and Vairagya. Krishna gives him that knowledge. After hearing this knowledge, when again it dawns on Uddhava that Krishna is going to leave, Uddhava says, look, you spoke about these big principles of Jnana and Vairagya. I am a simple fallen soul. I don't think I can, you know, follow this Jnana and Vairagya and without devotion. And after you go, who is going to guide me on all these principles? After you go, who is going to guide me on all these principles? I need a guru. At this point of time, Krishna tells Uddhava, what he tells Uddhava, he says, Prayena manuja loke lokatattva vichakshana samuddharantihi atmanam atmaneva ashubha ashayat. So he says, generally, prayena manuja loke, people of this world, but which people of this world? Loka tattva vichakshanaha means self-realized souls. So self-realized souls, samuddharantihi atmanam, they can deliver themselves. Ashubha ashayat, from the desire for sense objects, atmanayeva, through their own intelligence. So he says, self-realized souls can accept their own intelligence as their guru. So, this is the first point he says. So, who can accept? Self-realized souls. Loka tattva vichakshana. Okay. So, he says that Atmano gurur atmaiva purushasya visheshataha yat pratyaksha anumanabhyam shreyosav anuvindate. Very interesting verse. He says, purushasya visheshataha, an intelligent person in this case, it refers to self-realized person. A self-realized person, atmaiva atmano guruhu, acting as his own guru. Apne guru swayam bane. Acting as his own guru, shreyaha anuvindate. He can achieve the ultimate benefit. How? Another interesting thing he says, pratyaksha anumanabhyam. By pratyaksha and anuman. By pratyaksha and anuman, he can achieve perfection. And what are we told? Shabda. Right? But for a self-realized soul, pratyaksha anuman. He can use his pratyaksha and he can use his anuman and achieve perfection of life. Because his pratyaksha, because actually pratyaksha and anuman are useful as long as one has not reached, pratyaksha and anuman are unfavorable for realizing transcendental reality. But for those who have realized transcendental reality, their pratyaksha and anuman is on the level of transcendental reality. This is divya pratyaksha. This is not jada pratyaksha. So, materialistic people, they have jada pratyaksha. You know, what they see is material things and their interpretation, their anuman is also material. Material logic, material things. For self-realized souls, transcendental logic, transcendental things, transcendental pratyaksha. But for sadhakas, whose senses are seeing material things and tries to make some transcendental sense out of it, but cannot, for them they need shastra, shabda brahma. So therefore Srila Rupa Goswami says that vaida bhakti adhikari tu bhava avirbhavana avadi atra shastram tatotarkam anukulam apekshate. He says that for a vaidhi bhakti adhikari, a vaidhi bhakta, a sadhaka, till he reaches bhava, he should consider the statements of shastras as anukul. Shastras and shastric logic, he says. Atra shastram tatotarkam anukulam apekshate. He should accept the shastric statements and the shastric logic. Okay. And in this case, he says, Atrapi udaharintimam, itihasam puratanam, avadutasya samvadam yador amita tejasah. In this context, he says, I will tell you the historical narration of an avadut brahmana. So who actually accepted not the 24 gurus, he accepted his own intelligence as his guru. That is the essence. We will see. This the avadut brahmana himself will say. What is the story? Maharaj Yadu was going on a trip. He sees this avadut brahmana who was lying down peacefully. And because Maharaj Yadu was a very exalted soul, just by looking at this avadut brahmana, he could understand, very self-realized soul. So he addresses the brahmana. He says, oh brahmana, I see that you are not engaged in any kind of practical religious activities. But still you seem to have accepted or acquired the most expert understanding of everything in this world. How did you acquire it? Tell me. How did you acquire this extraordinary intelligence by which you are traveling freely throughout this world? The avadut brahmana responds. He says, santime guravo rajan bahavo buddhi upashritah yato buddhim upadaya mukto atami iha tan shrunu. So he says, oh rajan, buddhi upashritah, I am taking shelter of my intelligence. Taking shelter of my intelligence, bahavo me guravah santi, I have accepted many gurus. Okay. Yato buddhim upadaya, having gained understanding from them, I now wander freely without any suffering. Okay. And he tells who are those 24 gurus. And he says, please listen as I am going to narrate to you what I have learned from each of them. Okay. So this is very interesting. We will take just two or three examples. Okay. First he says, earth. What did I learn from earth? So he says, pratyaksha anumanabhyam. So he is going to give pratyaksha and anuman. So what is the pratyaksha that he saw? He saw that people of this world are exploiting earth. But he is tolerating and gives them back all kinds of amenities. So he observed this earth. What did the avadut brahmana learn? He learned, so therefore, a sober person, even when harassed by other living entities, he should understand that his aggressors are acting helplessly according to their karma. And thus he should never be distracted from progress on his own path. So now, the question is, now how many of us have observed earth being exploited? Right? We have learnt, we have seen. How many of us have learnt law of karma by seeing earth being exploited? Right? And how many of us have learnt tolerance from earth? Generally not, right? Did the avadut brahmana actually learn about law of karma from earth? Did earth teach him about, oh, there is something called as law of karma. Whatever you do, you will get returned. Did he learn about law of karma from earth? Did he not know anything about law of karma before seeing earth? No. That is not the understanding actually. So actually, he is a self-realized soul. That is the context of the whole presentation. So basically what Krishna is telling Uddhava is that, Uddhava, you are a self-realized soul. You don't need a guru. Because whatever you had to learn, you have already learned from the guru. Your intelligence has been transformed. So you can trust your pratyaksha and anuman. You can accept your intelligence as your guru. This is not a general instruction for everyone. Because Uddhava is a self-realized soul. So you can trust your pratyaksha and anuman. In that sense, he quotes the story of avadut brahmana. So what kind of guru is the earth here? The earth is acting not as a diksha guru or a siksha guru. The earth is actually giving him spurti. This is something like a spurti guru. Right? Even devotees, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai, Stavara jangama deki na deki tara murti. Sarvatra hoi nija ishtadeva spurti. Right? So, this is true with perfected devotees also. Whatever they see, ishtadeva spurti. So it is purti. So they did not learn about the form of Krishna from Stavara and Jangama. They have already learned and realized the form, about the form, name, form, qualities, pastimes of the Lord by surrendering to a bona fide guru. After that, everything is acting as a spurti. It is a spurti guru, not literally teaching. Earth is not teaching about law of karma to the Avadhut Brahmana. He was already realized about the law of karma. So whatever one has realized, when he sees ordinary objects, that spurti comes. So this is like a spurti guru. He did not accept them as gurus as such and learned. They reminded him. They allowed him to reminisce on these principles. It's not literally teaching. What he learnt about all these things was from a live guru only. That's how he attained. Otherwise, it's not the instruction of Krishna that go and become a wildlife photographer. You have the best chance for self-realization. You know, you will get to observe many things and you can accept many gurus and achieve self-realization. This is not the teaching. Air. He looked at air. Of course, he didn't look. He experienced air. What did he realize? So he saw, what is the pratyaksha? He saw the air was going inside the dark cave. He was going inside a palace. He was going inside a blazing fire. But he did not stay there. He just moved on without getting attached. So he learnt, he says, I learnt principles of detachment, how a yogi should be detached. This he learned from the air. I mean, before experiencing air, he did not have any... Did he actually learn about detachment from air? Or was it already learned from a guru and the air reminded him of the detachment? So this is a spurti guru, right? So similarly from ether, he learned about Paramatma, the nature of Paramatma from ether. I mean, we have been observing ether. I mean, where in ether is the nature of Paramatma there? People have been observing ether for so long. How many of them have come to that such kind of a conclusion? Right? So this is not that kind of a guru. Like Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. Right? When he would observe a black coal-fired engine in those days, you know, it would be black with all kinds of soot. He would run after the engine, shouting, Shyam Sundar, Shyam Sundar, like that. Right? So that coal-fired engine was, you know, Nija Ishtadeva Spurti, that kind of a guru. So out of his natural thing, oh, you reminded me of Krishna, so you are my guru. It is that kind of a mood. Rather than literally the earth teaching him about law of karma and other such things. Okay. So, but to have such kind of spurti, we have to be at that level. Merely observing is not sufficient. Because whatever we observe, it will remind us of what is there inside only. Whatever is our level of realization, only that we will get reminded. So, it's not that we need to go around, look around things and see what I can learn. What we have to learn, the transcendental subject matter, we have to learn from the guru. And if we become realized, depending on the level of realization, whatever we see, that may reflect the teachings of the guru to the depth to which we have understood and realized it by sitting at the lotus feet of the guru. Right? So, and we see even from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's journey home, he talks about many such, you know, spurtis, you know. I mean, so many lessons from Ganga. Okay. I will just read directly, you know, a few things that he talks about. So, I cannot read the whole thing, but just few examples. So many lessons he talks about, you know, lessons from Ganga, right? So, he writes, as I sat on the rock, I imagined that watching the flow of the river was like watching the passing of life. If one is inside the river, one is greatly affected by it. But if one sits on the bank, one can observe it with detachment. Mother Ganges teaches that if we learn to be detached from our ego and the flurry of the mind, senses and the world around us, and observe life with a sober disposition, we gain wisdom. You know, everyone watches Ganga, Yamuna and all the other rivers. Not everyone gains, right? Another Maharaj is in Prayag and he has just come out of the quicksand. You know, I'm assuming that, you know, at least most of you know this story. You know, he has morning when he was going towards, the sand was burning and burning his feet actually. Scorching heat. So he thought, okay, let me swim. He gets into the water and gets into the quicksand. And then somehow he saved, he comes out, and then it's evening time. There is a cool breeze that is embracing him. The same, the sand has become very cool. So Maharaj writes, the sand scorched me like blazing fire and later was greedy to devour me. But now the same sand is cool and soft and gives me shelter. Now what is the lesson Maharaj is going to give here? Power of association. Sand. Right? Sand. So, like sand, Maharaj writes, a person influenced by circumstances can become viciously envious or affectionately kind. You know, it was in touch with sun, scorched. It was in touch with water, quicksand. It was in touch with cool breeze, it became cool. Right? So, how important it is to be an instrument to bring out the inherent good of each other rather than the worst. So much wisdom is being whispered through every grain of sand. If only I have the ears to hear. If only. Right? So many examples he gives about the hawk, you know, catching that fish, the underwater skirmish that happens. And he talks about how if only the fish would have been deep, you know, the hawk would not have caught it. And then he says that if only we are very deep in our practice of sadhana, then we will not be caught by maya like that. You know? I mean, so many things we have, you know, in the Discovery Channel or, you know, Animal Planet, you know, it is all filled with these kind of things, hawk catching fishes, you know, and all these things. But how many people learn these kind of transcendental truths through observing normal things? So, therefore, the Avadhuta concludes, you know, very interesting. After talking about the 24 gurus, what is the Avadhuta telling? You know, carefully here. He says, evam sanjata vairagyo vijnana aloka atmani vicharami mahimetam mukta sango anahankritah. He says, having learnt from my gurus, having developed detachment, vijnana aloka atmani, seeing through the realization of Paramatma. So he was seeing through the realization of Paramatma. Therefore they were gurus. If one does not have the realization of Paramatma, he may see the same thing. They will not teach the same things. They will not assume the role of gurus. Right? So therefore it does not matter what you see. What matters is with what eyes you see. Okay? So, what we can see without any realization. Okay, we will see whatever our realization allows. Like for example, even in the material sense you see, you know, common joke, you know, but there is an element, there is a essence to this. So someone wanted to teach the importance of giving up alcohol to people. You all know this joke. So he put some worms in the liquor. Immediately, they could see that the worms were dying. So he asked them, so what do you learn from this? Okay. So he was hoping that they will say that if you eat, you will also die like the worms. The alcoholic said, oh, I understand that if I drink liquor, all the worms in my stomach will die. Okay. So same, Pratyaksha Anuman, right? So see the Pratyaksha Anuman. So Pratyaksha Anuman is according to our level of realization only. So if we are not realized, just by observing, we are going to learn only as much our realization is going to allow. Right? Like Prabhupada told someone that you are not this body. And they ask, then I am whose body? Right? So Prabhupada is expecting you will say, oh, I am not this body. Oh, this is a very interesting thing. But the person is not able to think beyond identification with the body. You are not this body. Then whose body am I? Right? So, that's what. And this is true even with material realization. Right? We all know, Newton saw the apple falling down. Pratyaksha. And as a result of his Anuman came the law of gravity. Right? Or he understood the law of gravity. The law of gravity always existed. Right? So many people are seeing the apples fall down. No one comes with such kind of Anuman, right? Or we know the story of Kekule, you know, who understood, who figured out the structure of benzene, right? You know, he was wondering, you know, this C6H6, you know, how do you figure out? Because till then everything was linear hydrocarbons, only they had been. The structure of only linear hydrocarbons, you know, single bond, double bond, triple bond, only that much. But with any of the single, double, triple, he could not figure out how would you fit in, you know, C6H6. So it was, you know, absorbed in his heart. So when he slept, he dreamt like a snake eating its own tail. So it would become like a circle. Eureka! He got up and figured out, this must be the... So if we had dreamt of a snake eating its own tail, it would have been a nightmare for us. You know, then we will pray to Krishna, Krishna, at least give me some good dreams. You know, there is nothing more to learn from that. Such a nightmare. Wow. Like that. So one can realize, you know, that spurti is there all over the world. But what spurti comes depends on our own realization only, not beyond that. So, self-realized person, very clearly he says, you can accept your own intelligence as your guru. So now the question is, what about sadhakas? Can sadhakas accept their own intelligence as guru or not? What is the essence? So, Prithu Maharaj says, when he is going to address his citizens, he says, Sabhyaha shrunuta badramvaha sadavo ya ihagataha satsu jignyasubir dharmam avedyam swamanishitam. He says, that O devotees who have gathered here, please don't think that I am instructing you. What I am going to do is that, any person who wants to understand the essence, essential truths should come in the assembly of Vaishnavas and present what they have understood using their own intelligence. Okay. So using their own intelligence, you understand the essential conclusions and then present it to Vaishnavas. So, Srila Vaishnavacharya Thakur commenting here, he says, since there is devotee association here, the inquisitive should reveal the topics of dharma after considering them carefully with their intelligence. Since they cannot come to conclusions by themselves. So the point is, we have to, as sadhakas, it is important that we study the shastras, try to understand it using our intelligence, but present it to other learned audience and get it clarified. So therefore, you know, that actually broadens your perspective, because when there is an opportunity for people to challenge us, then we understand how deep our understanding is. But if the only people to whom we are speaking are those people who will just nod their head and accept whatever we say, then we are in trouble actually, because we may not essentially... No one may be there to actually say whether our understanding is right or wrong. So therefore, there must always be, you know, people who can challenge you, who will not just sit and accept whatever you say, and who are also learned. So then there is an opportunity for some churning that happens, you know. So, by Krishna's mercy, you know, I got opportunity to travel to different places to టీచ్ భాగవతం, టు షేర్ భాగవతం. అండ్ సమ్హౌ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ జీవీ, బికాస్ ఇన్ జీవీ యు నో వి యూస్ టు కమ్ టుగెదర్ ఎవ్రీ డే అండ్ డిస్కస్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ అ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ పియర్స్. నో వన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు సిట్ అండ్ అక్సెప్ట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సే. యు నో దే విల్ సే హౌ లైక్ దిస్ లైక్ దాట్ యు నో, బట్ ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ లైక్ దిస్, బట్ ఇన్ భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ సేస్ హియర్ లైక్ దాట్, వై యూఆర్ సేయింగ్ లైక్ దిస్. సో విచ్ మీన్స్ యూ కెనాట్ జస్ట్ సే ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ గెట్ అవే. యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు హ్యావ్ సచ్ ఫోరమ్స్ వేర్ యూ కాంట్ స్పీక్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ గెట్ అవే, రైట్? సో దెన్ సమ్హౌ ఐ గాట్ యు నో ఐ వాజ్ ట్రైన్డ్ అండర్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అసోసియేషన్. సో వెన్ ఐ వుడ్ ట్రావెల్ యునో వెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద క్లాస్ యునో సమ్ టైమ్స్ డివోటీస్ మెనీ ఆఫన్ దే యూస్ టు కమ్ అండ్ whenever they used to share some appreciation, one of the common appreciation, most common appreciation that they would come and tell me was, Prabhuji, very good class. So I would ask, what did you like? Interestingly, at different places, kya acha laga, they said, when you didn't know, you said, I don't know. That's what I liked the most. Because that brings trust, and that pushes you to go back to the purports, to go to get back to the verse, to approach others who may know. But otherwise, if we are speaking only to audience who will just keep nodding, and then we may be just forced to present, you know, some answer, some explanation without properly understanding whether it's the right explanation or not. So it develops time and diligence to, you know, develop this shastra yukti, this shastric logic, and that comes through machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. So we should always have a forum to discuss in which our understandings and convictions are challenged day in and day out. So that way, when not in a challenging mood, but in a mood of understanding what is the real understanding, so you allow them to challenge you, and you challenge them. So in that way, there is mutual growth. So, and such, and deeper levels of understanding comes from that. At least from, of course, realization is next level. So, that is why it is mentioned, Acharya Padam Adatte. Padam Swamedaya. Padam Saha Brahmacharina. పాదం కాలక్రమేణ చ. హౌ డస్ వన్ లర్న్? ఆచార్యాత్ పాదం ఆదత్తి. వన్ ఫోర్త్ వన్ లర్న్స్ బై సిట్టింగ్ విత్ అన్ ఆచార్య అండ్ లర్నింగ్. పాదం స్వమేధయ, వన్ ఫోర్త్ బై యూజింగ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్. పాదం సహ బ్రహ్మచారిణ, వన్ ఫోర్త్ ఇన్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ స్టూడెంట్స్ who will also help you churn and understand deeper. Padam kalakramena, and one fourth, how much ever we try, only time will teach over a period of time, right? So therefore, the one fourth, if we are actually one half of it we are missing, if we are not utilizing our own intelligence and trying to understand the subject matter, and not utilizing the opportunity that we have in the association of Vaishnavas to churn the subject matter further, right? I remember my earliest memories of Radha Gopinath temple are the only memory prior to coming to Radha Gopinath temple was a simple temple video. Okay, in that there was one video of Brahmachari class at Radha Gopinath temple, so in which you know, someone is presenting and Radha Gopinath Prabhu is talking to that person. So who told you? Did Prabhupada say or your chakra guru told? So he is challenging him. You are making a very profound statement. You should ensure you back it up with proper shastric proofs for it. Like that. You know, I mean, it was a very intimate atmosphere, you know, everyone was sitting and, you know, like that. So that is important. Actually, it's very important. Because we can't allow ourselves to get away with whatever we speak. You know, it has to be clarified in the association of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas should purify and bless it. Then our understanding can be correct. Anyways, so I will end it here. Thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.